Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to episode number 70 of Proclaim, the podcast that teaches every Bible-believing Christian how to proclaim the gospel by any means necessary in many different settings, including using the internet and what I have dubbed the podcast pulpit. I believe that every born-again Christian ought to have a podcast that is dedicated to proclaiming the gospel all around the world. I thank God for these tools and the new technology that God hath wrought, that we can use to proclaim the gospel to every nook and cranny of the world. Our scripture passage on preaching, proclaiming the gospel, is Luke chapter 9, verse 60, which reads, "Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Our proclaim quote today is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, "Whatever subject I preach, I do not stop until I reach the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, for in Him are all things." Beloved, in this podcast Proclaim, we are using as our texts the following three books: Lectures to My Students by Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, The Preacher and His Preaching by Alfred P. Gibbs, and Biblical Preaching by Haddon W. Robinson. Now, most of the people that I'm trying to train have more of an evangelistic calling. And I know that these three books are more pastoral. They're for pastors. But there are things in these three books, because I have read these three books over the years. The first book, Lectures to My Students, I read nearly 40 years ago, and almost tore the book up marking it. It was so rich and so deep and so powerful. And there are just things in it that I want you as a podcast pulpit preacher, or an evangelistic preacher, I want you to have, that you must have, if you're going to have the power to proclaim the gospel. So that's why I'm using these books first. And so today, our topic is titled The Preacher's Call, Part 1, from The Preacher and His Preaching by Dr. Alfred P. Gibbs. We have already mentioned that each preacher must be gifted, called, and equipped by the Lord for the work of the ministry. All Christians are saints by calling. But not all are preachers by calling. Let us therefore consider some things regarding this divine call to preach the word. Number one, it is individual or personal. It is purely a matter between each Christian and his Lord and Master. The authority of the call is the prerogative of Christ alone. For he calls whomsoever he wills. He said to his disciples, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." We read that Christ called unto him whom he would. Of Paul, the Lord said, "He is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Both secular and theological education are utterly useless apart from this call of the Lord. The fact that a person possesses a natural fluency of speech and facility of expression does not in itself qualify that person to preach. It is good but not sufficient to have natural gifts and possess physical, mental, and educational fitness. Alexander McLaren spoke of a certain preacher who was fatally fluent in speech. Though these natural gifts are necessary, they are not enough. The fact of their possession does not constitute a call to preach. Number one. The first one was Roman numeral one. This is number one. It involves personal heart dealing alone with God. God is the God of the individual. There is no such thing as mass production in this matter. Preachers are not turned out by the dozen. The Lord burdens the heart of an individual, impresses him personally with the necessity of preaching the gospel, and gives him that holy urge to be a mouthpiece for deity. It is not without significance that Isaiah, called of God to preach his word, speaks repeatedly of his message as a burden which must be delivered. Paul spoke of it as a necessity laid upon him and exclaimed, "Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." Joshua, as he fell upon his face before the captain of the host of the Lord, asked, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" There, all alone with his Lord, his shoes removed, for it was holy ground, Joshua bowed his head, received his call and commission, and then went forth to do exploits for God. Shall we pray? If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will pick it up from here. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for that divine call upon the lives of certain ones. And I thank you so much that you called me to preach some 40 years ago. And as you know, Lord, that was the last thing on earth I wanted to do, because my dad was a preacher. My mother claimed to be a preacher as well. And we have been in church all of our lives, and I was running as fast as I could away from all of that. But in your mercy and grace, you saved my soul December 19th, 1979, and then soon thereafter started calling me to preach, and I tried my best to get away from it. I tried my best, as you know, Lord, to get away from that burden, that call. I didn't even know what it was at first, but you laid it upon my heart. And one day, in the dorm shower, I yielded to you and surrendered all and accepted the call. And so, Lord, I thank you for giving me the grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. And I thank you for calling me into your service that way. And now it's been 40 years of preaching the gospel around the globe by your mercy, your grace, and your power. Now, Lord, I know that many of the folks that I'm reaching and training to proclaim, they don't have that calling. That's not the purpose of this podcast. Some do. And we thank you, Lord, for those that you have called. But most are people who are saved. They're born again by your grace. And they have more of an evangelistic spirit. They're concerned about souls. They're not necessarily called to be an evangelist, but rather to do the work of an evangelist. And Lord, I pray that this podcast would help them to do that. For your glory, your praise, and honor, we pray that millions and millions of souls would come to know your Savior through this effort and through their preaching as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen.